Hello, is Martha Bolton there?
This is she who's calling.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Definitely.
Are the chances?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white?
Black.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm mature.
And would you... Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use
okay.
any number between 0 and 10. The first one is... lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
I would say that is a 5.
Thank you. Then we have reducing substance abuse in our communities.
That would be probably a 1, even though I know it'll never happen.
Okay, thank you. The next one is making college more affordable.
Oh, that's definitely, all 2 years should be free.
Thank you. And the next one is improving K through 12 education.
Child education, I think they pretty much got a good wrap on that. But of course, you know, the earlier the better.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being not important at all, 5 somewhat important, and 10 most important?
I would say an 8.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black people?
Worse.
Thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are getting better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Repeat that. What did you ask?
Yes. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are getting better, worse, are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
It's not the same. Mm-hmm. I would say perhaps because more is being emphasized on taking stats, having data. It has probably improved in terms of finding out that there is a difference, you know, and noting it. So I don't know how you would rate that.
Well, because the scale that we have is better, about the same, or worse.
Okay. I would say for information-wise, it's better. For actually doing something... making it more, I don't know how to say it, making it more applicable, probably the same.
And so how should I record your answer?
Yeah, I know. It's difficult. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, that probably should have been a two-part question.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I would say the same.
About the same.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to 2 out of the list. We have marijuana and other cannabis products, cigarettes, opioids and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, or vaping?
I would probably say all of them. But I don't think marijuana is, you know, I'm doing a little research on cannabis. So I don't think marijuana is bad as even some of those pharmaceutical drugs. Do you know what I'm saying?
But what would it be the most negative, the one that you would say have the most negative impact on the African-American community?
I think it's definitely pharmaceutical drugs, be it opioids, crack, well, that's not pharmaceutical, that's street, but not marijuana. Methadone, you know, heroin, you know, those kinds of things. And alcohol, of course, is cheaper. So, that's a hard question.
Yeah.
Because it's not
but
just
what,
one, it's a combination.
But what would you say are the two that you think have the most negative impact? Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I would say alcohol, and I would say pharmaceutical drugs.
Thank you very much. So alcohol and pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Well, let me say that smoking will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking will make your health worse. I was a former smoker, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely a bad thing, and nothing can, other than quitting, quitting, you know, not doing it will help. You know what I mean?
So for the purpose of the question, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? And if it helps, we do have a scale. We have strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Okay, you're going to have to read the first part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to talk about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products.
Okay, abstinence.
So do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
Strongly agree, abstinence.
Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with a product. The first one is heat not burn tobacco product.
I don't know about that product.
Okay, the next one is e-cigarettes or vapes.
That's horrible. I don't even know how they put that on the market.
But are you
horrible.
Very familiar? Somewhat familiar?
I'm familiar with it in this way. I know that it's destroying people. I know it's bad.
Mm-hmm. So how should I record your answer? Very familiar, somewhat familiar?
I would say that from what I've read, very familiar. From what I read, I have not tried it, will not try it, will vote against it. But, yeah, it's bad.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is oral nicotine pouches. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all?
I've never tried it. You either smoke or you don't smoke. You know, I don't think that there's a middle ground. So I would put somewhat familiar.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke because only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Hearing this, would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Or what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Do you think it's more government and restriction and bans? The cost of smoking has gone up. Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or more education anti-tobacco advertising?
I would have to say probably education on tobacco and people feeling bad smoking it and those kinds of things, having respiratory problems.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less risks to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Or statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco because most smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come.
Yeah.
So which of these statements do you agree with more?
Probably the latter.
The latter. And do you somewhat agree with statement B or strongly agree with statement B?
The latter is D, you said? D as in dog?
The statement B was, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically.
Okay. I don't think they do promote tobacco products. That's corporation.
Oh, but we just want to know with which agreement, which statement do you agree with more? Because statement A was the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be able immediately to do so for nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing to or able to quit entirely. That was the first statement. The second statement or statement B is the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not a safer and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come.
Definitely,
do you agree with the statement?
The last one you just read.
And is that somewhat agree or strongly agree with the last one?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
More or as much as. If it's not more, it's as much as.
Okay. So do you think it's much more harmful or somewhat more harmful?
I think it's more. Personally, I think it's more.
Much more?
Yeah. I think it's much more.
Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate the adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
How many more questions do we have?
We do have a few, but this is the last battery of questions. And then we just have a few demographic ones.
Okay. I didn't know it was going to take this long. I thought it was just a few and done. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish it with you because it's a lot.
Oh, we can go really fast. So hearing that statement, do you agree, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all using a scale of 0 to 10?
Read it again. My attention is gone. Read it again. Read the statement again.
Thank you. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being do not agree at all and 10 being strongly agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
Yes. 10. I strongly agree.
Oh, 10. Thank you. The next one is, let's be clear. When we talk about a given adult who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risks of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being do not agree at all, and 10 strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you very much. And the last one for this section is, when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone and Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
Okay.
On a scale of 0.
See, I'm losing my attention span here with this because I'm doing other things. I'm in a store.
Okay. And on a scale of 0 to 10, where do you fall? Or do you need it again?
Please, read it again.
Thank you. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using drugs like naloxone and Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills five times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing not to ignore or to ignore the science that shows that there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being do not agree at all. And finally, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
What would improve?
We just want to know if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Read the statement again.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Probably.
And is that a somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Yeah, agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
Nope.
Cigarettes?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years of college.
Thank you very much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Yeah, married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think your current economic situation is? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I would say urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And regardless, have you previously voted? Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Mostly Democrat. But I
so would you say?
Otherwise.
So would you say you're not a strong Democrat or a strong Democrat?
I would say a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I'm a Democrat, so you should know the answer to that. I don't want Trump, I can tell you that.
So was that Joe Biden or someone else?
I'm going to vote. Yeah, for who I want to vote for,
Okay.
I think it's
that's
more
fine.
Responsible,
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
That's the same question you just asked. I think I gave you an answer.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome very much. And what is the name of your agency? What is the name
of your
agency?
We're National Opinion Surveys.
We're an independent research. Independent. You sure you're independent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
You too. Goodbye.